Blog Talk Radio.
Shepherd, shepherd, gentle shepherd, show me how to go. Help me, guide me to green pastures, to the blinding snow. Let the lambs can go astray. Shepherd, show me how to go. Shepherd, shepherd, gentle shepherd, show me how to go. Help me, guide me to cool
of those two words, to be fully submerged. And it's not being fully submerged into the lake, but it's being fully submerged into God, into the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, fully submerged into the fullness of God. And when we look at, if we ever get that far, looking at ministries and service, it all grows out of that baptism. So to say to be baptized into the name is like, well, it is being submerged. And submerged, I found out, can mean inundated, to be flooded. So when we are baptized, we are submerged into God, and we are as inundated as the earth was during the flood in Noah's day. And so, in this way, being fully submerged into God, we come to share, as Peter tells us, the very being of God. We come to share the very being of God. We become participants in this divine community. So, we read this scripture in Romans. So, what happens? What takes place in baptism? It says to us, we are first of all submerged into Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. We are fully submerged into Him, He and His life. And so, as this chapter in Romans goes on to say that all of this took place so that the body of sin would be destroyed, annihilated, done away with. And because that is so, it says, shall we be no longer enslaved to sin? Because Jesus, it said back here, once for all, we're part of the all. That we would no longer be enslaved by sin. We could say, the boss is dead. We don't need to serve a dead boss. And then we read, this all takes place so that we would walk in newness of life. We would have a totally new practice of life because of our being submerged, immersed into the living God. So walking this newness of life is causing us to be occupied with the business of living this new life that came as a gift to us. And then in Ephesians, this discussion continues, and we discover that there is another dimension that's in addition to these three spots here, and that is we've been raised up with Christ and seated with him in the heavenlies. That's our position. It's not a goal to be reached. It's a reality that God has established. We were talking about this song, right? That we're going to trust God, believe God, rely, dependent upon his word. Didn't say argue with his word. Relying upon his word. So the ascension, we have been raised up and into the heavenlies with Christ. The ascension has taken place. And yet the ascension, sadly, is sadly overlooked or even totally ignored in some congregations. And I wondered why. You know, it seemed like in the world, the churches, we kind of settle on different aspects. You know, we're going to do a big deal with Christmas. And a pretty big deal about Easter. I don't even really like the word, but you know what we're meaning. What do we do about Pentecost? It just sort of passes by. And we even run faster past the ascension. And yet Jesus said, it is absolutely essential that we experience the ascension. Raised up and seated with Christ in the heavenlies. And I began to ask, why have we overlooked ascension as much as we have? And I've come to this conclusion. It's not complete yet. But I believe it's because we've parked on forgiveness. We've parked on forgiveness. We should be excited to be forgiven. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all our sin and all unrighteousness. But it doesn't end there. Ascension brings us past the forgiveness into the fullness of Christ. You know what I'm trying to say by this? You know, I'm not demeaning forgiveness, but forgiveness is a platform to something else. Doesn't stop there. This is why you find in the New Testament epistles, it talks about coming into the full expression of God. that you be filled up with all the fullness of God, that we've been made complete in Christ because all the fullness of God dwells in Jesus. And when we park on forgiveness, we make the cross the center of faith and not Jesus. Because Jesus is more than forgiveness. Is that right? He's more than forgiveness. So we praise God for the cross because the cross is the biggest reminder of who we were and what Jesus did to make us who we are now. But the cross is not the center of faith. Jesus is. And Jesus is bigger. That's why the Bible talks about we are submerged into his death, his burial, and resurrection and ascension, and seated with him in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. So the ascension brings us past forgiveness into the fullness of God's purpose in transforming us into the image of Christ from glory to glory. And that's really a sentence that has no end. From glory to glory, to glory, to glory, for the rest of your life. So we have been raised up and seated with Christ in the heavenlies. The word seated is, I think we most often use the word ushered instead of seated. And when I looked at that concept, God is the one who ushered us to our seat in Christ, in his holy community. God has done all this. And so we are entered into the divine community of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Here we come to be one in God and one with God and one with each other, as Jesus and the Father are one.